WeTalkLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
All right, folks, Barry Chamish has got some fascinating tales to tell here. And we've been focusing after the initial concentration on the murder of Yitzhak Rabin and the possible murder of JFK Jr. Now we're focusing on UFO cases from the 1980s to the 1990s in Israel. Barry, continue, please.
Once again, apologizing. You got me on a flu. I'm doing my best under severe medical duress. All right. That's
a great job. This is fascinating stuff, Barry. It's not often that you get 13 giants teleporting into a seventh floor apartment. This is pretty inexplicable, I must say. And I also would like to talk about the footage that supposedly was taken of the object. I believe it was at the Temple Mount, if I'm not mistaken, in 2009.
Yeah, that was only 2 years ago. Look, by then I was in America. I was forced to leave Israel. It got very, very hairy for me, very hairy.
Yeah.
And I just ran for the hills. But that's a separate issue.
I want you to finish your report on these tracks and physical evidence. This is really good stuff. And I'd sure love to see some lab reports of some of the ash that was collected and see some of the analysis that was done by investigators of the trackways. That's pretty compelling physical evidence.
There's an easy way to see that. My book is called Return of the Giants.
Okay,
it's at www.lulu.com, lulu.com. Write in my name in the search box, Chamish, Chamish, or go to Chamish Return of the Giants. Don't get the color one, too expensive, black and white or blue. And my website is BarryChamish.com.
You know, I have not read the book. I must confess, I would like to. This is fascinating stuff. I did find reference to the Dimona UFO incident. It happened December 2010. The Israeli Air Defense Forces shot down an object, and there was a big cover up. They said they claimed they never found wreckage. That's a pretty interesting report that you may want to look into a little more. But continue with our giants.
Yeah, well, 96. Well, first of all, look, I've got a lot of films from different people, but nothing was as spectacular as over three nights over Kibbutz Hatzor in the Negev. Oh, this thing had two rows, apparently, of dents or windows. It's been analyzed. No one can figure out what they are. This was captured by professional equipment. And again, there were 100 witnesses night after night. These are not hidden incidents. These are very well witnessed. But let's go. We'll go. Oh, heck, let's go into Netanya. Look, this is one where, once again, it was very, very well documented, because Shoshana Bar-On, well, she and her boyfriend, Elan Cohen, were driving home, and they saw something over the cliffs of Netanya, and they stopped the car, and that something was a small craft. And they looked inside. Somehow this small craft had three tiny passengers or drivers, whatever it was. I phoned Michael Hesman. I told him about this thing. He sent Daryl Sims, an American ufologist, to Netanya. Now, look, Elan Cohen, her boyfriend, was nuts. And he really, really screwed things up for her case. But Shoshana was not nuts. And her daughter, Talia, was not nuts. But one thing Elan did say, we went to the apartment, he says, when they arrive, they stink up the place. We went to their apartment. I was the first to smell the arrival, and I'll swear by it. Give me a stack of Toros, I'll swear. I smelt a stink. I looked for what could be the source. I looked for something burning, an electrical outlet, and something wasn't there. I don't know where the stink came from. Then, one by one, everyone smelled it. I don't even know what this incident means. But the daughter, Talia, was in close contact with whatever Shoshana saw over the cliffs of Netanya, and I got Daryl Sims filming it and testing her. In short, another incident in my book, Return of the Giants. And I dive into some detail on this one. Now, you want, once again, reliability. I've got reliability, the best reliability you could ask for a cop. He's the chief of police for Beit Sha'an. His name is Yitzchak Mordechai. Now, here's the story of December 6, 91, 3 in the morning. Yossi Ben Ma'oz is returning to Beit Sha'an, and he looks out the window, and over Kibbutz Ma'oz Chaim is a crack, all right? He doesn't know whether, again, they all think it's a disabled craft, a disabled helicopter. At first, that's what people think, but he got out, and it wasn't flying like a disabled helicopter. He thought it might be a terrorist incursion, a terrorist glider. So he phoned the Beit Sha'an police. They looked in the direction he told them to look, and there was this thing flying. They decided to wake up their commander, Yitzchak Mordechai. He went outside, saw this thing flying. After that, you had, this went on from here on in, for 3.5 hours, from 3 in the morning to 6:30 in the morning, you had the Air Force, you had kibbutz security, you had the police, you had hundreds of soldiers of various kinds following this thing. You can't keep that secret. Although they trifle with Yitzchak Mordechai, the man had a lot of dignity and overcame the worst of it for sightings. But they followed this thing. Now, here's the part. They're seeing, and again, hundreds of armed soldiers and police are following this thing. It flies to the Jordanian border, where nobody can just cross into the Jordanian border. You'd start a war. So, now, we don't know if it knew where the Jordanian border was, or if they, whatever it was, saw these forces stopping, but it came back. But ended up hovering. Now, this is, again, after 3.5 hours of leading these forces on a chase, it hovered. Oh, yes, and hovered over Kibbutz Ma'oz Chaim. That was the end of it. At that point, it was there for half an hour, let's say, and one of Mordechai's men said, should I try and shoot it down? And he said, why should you? What's it done to us? And it left in peace. But this thing, again, you can't hide this. You're talking hundreds of people did follow this thing. It got out. And again, I put it on sightings. Again, my website is barrychamish.com. There's an email address. You want the DVD, I'll send it to you.
Hey, folks, we're going to do a break here, and then we'll get a lot more to cover in our remaining three segments with Barry Chamish. We're joining Gene and Chris for our first episode of 2014. You're in the Paracast. Yeah. Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Oh, yes. Out of the world, or out of this world, events in Israel. Now, before we go on with case histories, Barry Chamish, did these stories spread much beyond Israel? Obviously, people involved in UFO research who cover the subject know about it. But was there much coverage otherwise beyond sightings?
Well, first of all, beyond sightings, sightings was a pretty big show back then. But, yeah, I get it for TV reports worldwide. But again, UFO reports, there's, you know, about some interest, but the public tend to dismiss it. Let's just say it got about as good as it can get, all right?
I remember hearing about these reports in the mid-90s, and then later on, I think you were submitting articles to Jeff Renz, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that makes sense as well. Before I collected all these articles since Return of the Giants, any market that would have me, listen, that's the world today. And don't tell your kids to grow up to be freelance writers. Bad advice, all right? It's a tough life, terrible life. But that's what I chose. And you know what? I can die with dignity. I never lied. I never tried to fool people. I use old-fashioned journalism. I had to corroborate. I exposed frauds, the works. If something stuck, I said so. But in the case of the UFOs, you know what? I might have had... I'm trying to hide it. Trying to understand. Rabin is happening. It's happening for me in Israel in a big way. And I'm putting out a book on UFOs. Can you imagine the damage that combination can do to the Rabin assassination? So I tried to hide it in Israel. Actually, I did a fairly good job of doing that.
I
Shall
agree.
We continue?
Yeah, you may.
Look, a real beauty happened in 97. Now, you have to understand that I was in the Air Force. I served at, well, two of the biggest Air Force bases in Israel, Tel Nof and Ramat David. I shot two kinds of missiles. Well, you don't have to know all this, but I was a missile, anti-aircraft missile operator. Now, the pilots would come and lecture us to tell us what to look for. For one thing, not aim at one of theirs and make sure you're aiming at the enemy and stuff like that. They give us lectures. At the end of these lectures, after a little incident in the Sinai, I stayed and I talked to the pilots, two of them, by the way, and I asked them, I say, were you ever ordered to chase after a bombing? That's Hebrew for UFOs. Both said yes. One chased one over Haifa, got close, and it took off in a flash. And one chased one over Jerusalem, and got close, and it took off in a flash. But they wouldn't have said this. But I was in the same uniform as them, and I just listened to a lecture from them, and they talked to me. Pilots in Israel do chase UFOs, and I assure you of that. But in 1997, Gil Barr, just a young kid back then, bright young kid, mind you, 16, he's on his balcony in his home in Rishon LeZion, and he sees... what he thinks is a UFO. He gets his video camera, and an Air Force jet is chasing this thing. And it is playing with the jet. Again, I have this on my DVD, BarryChamish.com, and find me, and I'll send it to you and not charge you a lot. And I've got this. Gil Barr filmed the Israeli Air Force chasing a UFO, and the UFO was just mocking it. I mean, really, it went left, it went right, it did whatever it wanted. Our technology in there, they made it was just a joke to them. Why it was done, who knows? Again, who knows? Any of us, who knows? But Gil Barr filmed it. It's also in my book, Return of the Giants. Same thing. I have pictures. Not as good as seeing the real thing, though.
Since we're on the subject of giants, one of our listeners who posts at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners can put questions up for us to ask our guests, FC7 wants to know if you have an opinion on the giant skull and bone photos that are out there, and if you think they're real. And do you believe that there is a cover-up to hide evidence? He cites the last scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where they're taking the Ark of the Covenant and putting it in a warehouse. Do you think there is?
This isn't what I do. I don't know which giant party he's talking about. I will talk about a very real site in Israel. And, well, look, how many years ago were giants in Israel? The pre-Bible. All right, look, they were called the Nephilim, those literally fallen ones. And they became ultimately the mortal enemies of the Hebrew nations. Now, one giant king mentioned in the Bible is Og of Bashan. And in the Bible, it's recorded that his bed was 13 feet long. Now, Bashan's territory included the Golan Heights. This is, again, what I did. I think I did it for Settings and for German TV. Whatever, we went to see something in the Golan Heights, the Israeli version of Stonehenge. It's called Gilgal Rephaim, the Circle of the Giants. This thing was, let me try and describe it. It consists of five concentric rings. And by the way, whose beauty can only be appreciated from a helicopter or something. But unfortunately, this thing was built 5,200 years ago. In stages, but it began 5,200 years ago. Now, this site is really big. The outside circle has a diameter of 159 meters. And these, well, over 37,000 tons of rock went into the construction of this thing. Again, loose rock. That's a very tough way to build. But you have to understand it's 500 years older than the oldest pyramid.
I'll tell you what, let me progress with another break, and then we'll continue with this. Barry Chamish, joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Two more segments with Barry Chamish. We're focusing on those incredible UFO sightings in Israel with an historical background. Would you continue, Barry?
Again, Gilgal Rephaim exists on the Golan Heights. Who built it, nobody knows. But there was a people. This people had a king named Bashan Og. Og ran Bashan. He was a giant. His bedstead was 13 feet long. The nomads of 5,200 years ago couldn't have built this thing. They couldn't have seen this thing. Now, there are all kinds of theories that the solar solstice, on the day of the solar solstice, you can see the rising of Sirius. I mean, there are all kinds of theories. The fact is it was built, and it's 500 years older than the oldest pyramid. The indigenous nomads didn't build megaliths. Some sort of outsider built it. Now, this is why I call the book what I call the book. And again, I say when I speculate, but no one's come up with a better explanation why that wave in 93. And it gets a little spooky, and I'll dive into a little more. But in 93, giants returned to Israel for the first time in thousands of years. But the biblical giants were God's enemy. Israel's armies were their means. That was the only way they stood up to them. Look, I would contemplate the rearrival of giants in Israel in 93 with a lot of credit here. You have to look at the timing of this. The so-called peace accord, well, it was formulated in April of 1993 when the Giants first arrived. It was finalized in July of 1993 when the first wave of Giants disappeared. I don't know. Again, I'm speculating, but this peace accord would mean the end of Israel. It was a disaster from day one. It was hidden in deception and lies and whatever else. Maybe the utter state of evil brought these Giants back. That's the best I've got, but the timing is really, really uncanny.
So let me get you make sure I have this straight here. So you're saying that the Giants showing up in 93 and disappearing during the time period of the peace talks was like some sort of negative portent or warning, possibly?
Oh, I think something brought them back. Look, they're not, they're gone. In 99, and by the way, the authorities got really, really scared of the reports, and by 1999, they were, you know, not completely gone. The one over the Temple Mount 2 years ago, that was just too big to be covered up. But mostly they left in 99. But the giant sightings, these 7 foot round faced giants, they were here from April 20th, 1993, they left, I believe, July 7th or something, 93. That was by Kashima in early July when Oslo was formulated. That was the so-called peace agreement. It was the sellout of Israel. And Israel's not going to last much longer. Once this Oslo started, Israel was finished. And then in July, they signed it. Not the agreement, that had to wait all the way to November, and that's when other forces got involved, really, really serious ones. One of these days, maybe, well, we might even have a few minutes today to discuss who's behind this and this. Really rotten, rotten people. The Jewish people know nothing. Nothing. The average Jew knows nothing. And by the way, I kind of blame them. Even though they saw my logic on Rabin, it still wasn't enough to make the Jewish people stand up and defend themselves. Couldn't do it. I tried. I really, really tried. They're going to go down again, and it's going to be really, really bad what's coming up. It's just a matter of time.
And we don't have time to go into the Palestinian issue and so many things.
Well, Palestinians, I'm talking Vatican.
Well, the Vatican, and there's a lot of forces at work. It's very complicated. Pretty soon, Arabs will be outnumbering Israelis in terms of the population. There's a lot of things
that's
that are
minor. That's not even an issue. And by the way, that's not true.
It is the Palestinians. Settlements, and so is the wall. I mean, there's so much that it is so complicated. We don't have time to go into it. But
I wish I could sort you out a little bit on this. You're just giving truisms. But all right,
correct me if I'm wrong, but it is a very complicated issue, and it would take several shows.
The complicated issue is how the Jews got there, and that's the first part. Their own people, and I'm going to say it again, they're called labor Zionists. These were like the Ben-Gurions and the Weizmanns and the Golda Meirs. They were the worst enemy the Jewish people ever had was within their own people, and that story is really nasty.
Yeah.
Really nasty. It's not coming to a happy ending.
Well, and either is all the billions of dollars that are being poured into weapons and defense expenditures being paid for over there. It's a huge issue, and I think any time that you have a time correlation of some strange entity showing up during a crucial period in the culture, one of the things that I automatically kind of scratch my head and wonder is if possibly the culture is manifesting this as some sort of warning or some sort of portent. It's just fascinating to me that the timing is so right, exact with the Oslo Peace Accord process. That to me is
yeah. That's what got me too. And the Rabin assassination was in 95. Let's just put it this way. It was all happening together. Now, part of it is terrorist. Now, he's the president of the country, and this guy is raw evil. Raw. He is the so-called peace president. He doesn't give a damn about the Jewish people.
And Menachem Begin wasn't much better. He was winning the Stern.
No, Menachem Begin was much better. What are you talking about? Begin was honest and decent. He was infinitely better. Look, I'm not going to buy the
infamous Stern gang, and he blew up the King David Hotel.
Fantastic! I would have joined the Stern gang. That's something I would have done automatically if I was living in the fort. You don't understand what's going on here.
I don't.
By the way, Begin was never in the Stern gang. He was never in the Stern gang. He was in. I'm not going to dive into it. We're getting into it, and you're giving me truisms now. What I'm going into is a broader truth. The broader truth was that the left of Israel, the Labor Party, couldn't give a damn about the religious or the right. They couldn't give a damn if they were mass murdered. They wanted to start their Judaism, a new Judaism, and anyone who got in their way died in camps. The lucky ones got sent to Africa by the British. No one got in their way.
That's a pretty severe indictment.
I had a chance to meet
Moshe Aaron's son, Ari Aaron's, and got a chance to spend some time with him and his bodyguard in San Francisco. He's pretty famous in the artificial intelligence world, and he's a very smart guy. And he told me some pretty interesting things. Of course, at the time, I think his dad was Secretary of Defense or maybe the ambassador to the UN. I forget. But
we can't forget these announcements, folks. Barry Chamish is joining Gene and Chris for one more segment. You're in
the Paracast.
Man Cow has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So we're down to one more segment trying to sort things out here. Chris, before we let Barry Chamish go, are there any more questions in the hopper?
Well, there are. We've covered a lot of ground in terms of the question bank, but there is one here. We were talking about biblical interpretations of UFO activity. Again, this comes from Psychedelic Alchemist, one of our newer posters at forum.theparacast.com. And he wants to know, have you, Barry, done any investigation into other UFO sightings in biblical times? Are there any particular passages in the Bible that you think might be referring to UFOs and ETs beyond, you know, the standard Ezekiel wheel within the wheel? And some of the other more well-known examples. Where do you come down on biblical UFOs?
Yeah, I think there was. And again, in my book, originally I wrote this thing very broadly, named some very obvious instances. And don't underestimate Ezekiel. That was outstanding in his description of what it had to be UFO activity, come on. But that's neither here nor there. What worries me more than anything is not that the Rephaim, the giants, were Israel's enemies in biblical times. What worries me is they came back in 93 when the so-called peace agreement that Israel was stuck with. They brought back terrorism. They brought the end of the state. It worked like a charm. It worked beautifully. And during that moment, they came back. That's what my book, Return of the Giants, is about. Again, if you want it, it's at Lulu, L-U-L-U.com. There's a search box right in Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, or Chamish Return of the Giants. Get the black and white one. Color's a bit expensive. And you'll see, yes, I do take the biblical side of things seriously, but I'm no expert. I'm an expert on the modern, well, if you call the 90s modern, I'm an expert on it. What happened 2 years ago over the Temple Mount, it was recorded from three different angles. I listened to the Hebrew recordings. These people all saw it. Something really did happen. And once again, it was tremendously filmed, and what it means, not a clue.
It sure created a stir, and there are quite a number of people that just automatically assumed it was a hoax until the other two angles of footage came out, and then it was a little bit more difficult to explain away. So you come down on the side of it being a real event then?
Say it again, I come down on the side of what?
Of that being a real event, not some sort of fabricated event or a hoax.
Oh, it was certainly a real event. Listen, fortunately, I can understand Hebrew, and those voices were not actors. They saw what they saw, what they saw. Now, what it meant, I don't dare tell you because I don't know. And it's, again, I dove in depth on what was happening in Israel. Israel was falling to pieces. It was being sold. Look, the Israel that I moved to in the 70s was a secure country. It was being chopped to nothing. And while the final coup de grace was being applied, these giants reappeared. So I drew my own conclusions, and I admit, I'm speculating. But you got a better one? You tell me what it is. I sure don't.
Maybe it was Muhammad coming back to Temple Mount for a visit to the Dome of the Rock.
Muhammad was never at the Temple Mount. He wasn't within 800 miles of it. Look, again, you're diving into... I try to stick with the straightforward facts.
Yeah, I was trying to crack a joke, but it didn't go over very well.
The straightforward facts is these people that I interviewed, again, you'll find my email address at barrychamish.com. Write me, and I'll send you the DVD. These people, I've met plenty of hoaxers, and I dismissed them. I smelled them a mile off. And other people missed them, but I knew them. But I also knew even Tzipporah, who had a wacky side to her, she was telling the truth. There's a, what can you say? There's a way to gather evidence. I think it's being lost in these conspiratorial books, which again is what, when I wrote about Kennedy, that's so totally lost. Everyone's got a favorite book and a favorite witness, and it's just smothered in obfuscation. That's why concentrate on JFK Jr. It's not smothered. It's a straight-out hit.
Yeah, I've always suspected something downwind of the fish market on that one, that's for sure.
Well, as I said, on that one, I had a reporter who called. He was a reporter for the Martha's Vineyard Gazette. She phoned him up. Then she emailed me when I wrote this latest article and said, I'm flattered that you mentioned me. And I said, well, will you come on my show? And well, she phoned him one day, and he admitted what he saw. He saw the plane blow up. Then he was got to, and then suddenly he disappeared from the Internet. She told me the whole story. And I said, well, come on my show. And she said, only if you can disguise my voice. I said, how would I do that? All right. She didn't want anything to do with this. And who can blame her?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real sticky subject, and people have a habit of getting harmed. They get too close to certain subjects like that.
Yeah, well, watch out for this coming May when the Pope arrives in Israel with the blessings of Netanyahu. By the way, do you know he was an actual member of the Council on Foreign Relations? I believe it was 92. An actual member. He's American. You can
what? Bibi was a member. Netanyahu.
Yes, yes.
You're kidding me. I didn't know that.
Moshe Ahrens was on the Foreign, whatever affairs commission of the Council on Foreign Relations. They've got us both ways. If you can't make the right dishonest, you make them members.
There you go. Yeah, and divide and conquer.
Well, they're doing a marvelous job. And as I said, Israel was the country that I loved and I defended and I fought for and I went to war for the works. But when I found out, it's not the country that I knew.
And no, and I've I had an Israeli girlfriend for 6 years who was very close with, as I mentioned, Ari Aharon's and others in Israel. She was very in touch with the scene going on over there. She was also, you know, like most Israeli youth, had to be in the army and stuff. And I found out some pretty troubling things about what's going on there. There is way more going on there than it's so complicated. And it's even more complicated than you can imagine.
Oh, well, this is what always happens with us. Right at the end of the show, we get involved in the topic, but wait, that's all the time we have. You know, that's kind of true with everything. We look for simple answers to complicated issues and sometimes fall for the nonsense from the people who say, I know what's really going on and I can tell you what the real truth is. And these are the people you should least believe. Barry Chamish, tell our listeners once again where they can find more of the things that you work on.
Yes, I'm at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. 8 of my, 9 of my books are there. You just write in Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. The newest book is called The Stinger, Not the Stung, except you have write in Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung. My website is barrychamish.com, and the president of Israel is a butcher.
Well, I just think that we have to end it there. You can find us, by the way, on Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast. That's The Paracast on Twitter. Chris O'Brien has Stalking the Herd in the final stages of production. I've seen the pages. They look great. So I know it's going to happen. His site is OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. Here in The Paracast, Barry Chamish, thank you for joining us on the show.
Oh, you were great, and as I said, you handled my flu very well. I got through it because of your ease.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for hanging in there with us, Barry. That was fun.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk. For every political persuasion, we are GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.